And it might be coming towards the end of cricket season, but there is a wonderful opportunity to get involved coming up in Tumby Bay. And the Chief Executive Officer of the District Council of Tumby Bay, Rebecca Hayes, joins us. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. It's lovely to be here with you.
You're fairly new to the role at Tumby Bay, but you're certainly not new to cricket, are you?
No. I've been attending the cricket probably since I was about the age of 10, and always loved watching it, and I was very lucky about just over 2 years ago to be elected to the SACA board by the SACA members, so have a real love and affiliation with cricket.
Now, is that part of the motivation behind you organising these clinics?
It is. It's one of the motivations. Obviously, as I said, my love for cricket. I have an 8-year-old daughter who, unlike me, has a very good eye coordination, so can hit a cricket ball really well. So I want to give her the chance to sort of play cricket if she wishes and build her skills up in her younger years. And as a director of SACA, we've got a really strong commitment to participation and volunteering in sport, but really making cricket the number one sport for participation in children in Australia, and really important, the leading sport for women and girls. So it's something I'm passionate about, and you know, having that 8-year-old daughter just makes it even more compelling for me.
Speaking with the CEO of the District Council of Tumby Bay, Rebecca Hayes, this morning about upcoming cricket clinics at Tumby Bay. And these aren't just for residents of the Tumby Bay Council, are they? They're for people who do come from a little further afield?
Absolutely. One thing I really want us to be is really inclusive of those around us, and understanding that we all do need to travel to attend these sorts of opportunities. So we've invited Port Neill and Angara schools, Cummins, Punindi to come along as well and join in with the clinic. The clinics start at 3:30, so straight after school, but obviously for those that are travelling that extra distance, we're really mindful that they need to get their 1 hour at least of cricket training in. So we'll start at 3:30, but we probably, we won't be finishing before 5. So we want to make sure that as soon as they get there, they get their hour as well.
Certainly very important to make sure that you do get the full value out of the clinics. And the Tumby Bay Area School, I understand, is definitely the venue?
Absolutely. So Tumby Bay Area School Oval, next to the net.
And what happens if the weather turns a little bit questionable? Will it be able to be moved indoors?
Look, I'm sure it will be. We don't have a backup plan worked out, but given some of the cooler weather we've had, we will have something in place by the date that it starts.
Certainly very helpful. And you can email Braden Frost at SACA, that's B for Bob, Frost at saca.com.au to register. 5 to 10-year-olds, all welcome. Rebecca Hayes, the CEO of the District Council of Tumby Bay, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.